These are your latest Newcastle headlines. I'm Jack Ogilvie. First up, and the Magpies beat Middlesbrough in a behind-closed-doors friendly game as both clubs stepped up their preparations for the resumption of the football season. The North East rivals locked horns in a training game at Newcastle's Little Benton training base, with the Magpies running out 3-2 winners. George Saville and Britta Sombolongo were on target for Borough, having Newcastle score through Yoshinori Muto and Miguel Almiron before Brazilian striker Joe Linton claimed what proved to be a winning strike. Moving on, the club are in pole position to sign Felipe Coutinho from Barcelona, according to reports. The former Liverpool playmaker is up for grabs after Bayern Munich decided against activating a permanent option in their loan deal. France Football claim Newcastle could win the race, depending upon the success of the Saudi Arabia-backed takeover plot. The Premier League have yet to give the green light to the £300 million deal, with the saga dragging on for 2 months. However, reports claim the Magpies have started negotiations, and the initial mood music coming out of Coutinho's camp is positive. Finally, Alan Shearer has told Matty Longstaff to stay at Newcastle and fight for a place in the starting lineup, amid speculation linking him with a move to Italy. Longstaff is a graduate of the academy and has broken into the first team this season under Steve Bruce, often playing alongside brother Sean. However, his contract with Newcastle expires at the end of the month, and he has been linked with Serie A side Udinese, who are keen to offer him £30,000 a week, amid uncertainty as to whether he can demand a regular role at St James's. Shearer, who made 441 appearances for the club and scored a league record 260 goals, says Longstaff is yet to earn the right to demand a place in the team and called on him to fight for his spot. That's all for now. We'll have more later.